A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to 夏说英文晨读。This is Jimmy.各位晨读的小伙伴们，大家早上好，欢迎来到夏说英文晨读，我是 Jimmy。In today's news, we're going to talk about Biden signs a raft of executive orders in COVID fight. 今天早上的新闻呢，讲的是拜登公布战时抗疫计划，并且呢，签署了一系列相关的行政令。那么这一系列行政令覆盖了哪些内容？与特朗普相比，拜登的抗疫政策又有何不同呢？我们就一起来读今天的新闻。与此同时呢，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样把英文当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在，只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号下说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。 So I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's goPresident Joe Biden has signed a raft of executive orders to boost the fight against COVID, which has ravaged the U.S. Vaccination will be accelerated and testing increased. Emergency legislation will be used to increase production of essentials like masks. Mr. Biden said it would take months to defeat the pandemic, but America would get through this if people stood together.In a break with former President Donald Trump, the policy stresses a national strategy rather than relying on states to decide what is best.
好了，那么全篇听完啊，我们来逐句的理顺。首先第一句呢，是概括了新闻的大意。
President Joe Biden has signed a raft of executive orders to boost the fight against COVID, which has ravaged the U.S.
说拜登总统签署了一系列行政令。
A raft of, 其实呢就是 a large number or amount of something,
表示的意思就是大量的，后面的可以接可数或者是不可数名词都行。我们可以说
a raft of measures,
大量措施
,a raft of advice,
众多的建议。那签署这一系列行政令要干嘛呢？后面用不定式讲出来了
,to boost the fight against COVID,
boost 表示推动加强。那么 boost the fight against COVID、就是加强抗疫斗争，那么用这个不定式来表示目的，而不定式后面呢又接了一个 which 引导的定语从句、来去修饰限定这个 COVID， 说呢这场疫情 has ravaged the US、在美国肆虐造成了严重破坏。
ravage
我们在之前呢其实也看到过这个词、表示严重破坏或者是毁坏、那造个句子，比如说
the area has been ravagedby war，
这个地区饱受战争的摧残。这一系列行政令大体又覆盖了哪些内容呢？我们再来往下看第二句。
Vaccination will be accelerated and testing increased. Emergency legislation will be used to increase production of essentials like masks.
这个行政令呢，主要包括了三个内容。第一是
Vaccination will be accelerated，
就是加快疫苗的接种。Vaccination 是名词，表示疫苗接种，动词形式就是 vaccinate， 然后 accelerate 表示加速加快，然后第二个呢是
testing increased、
那么这个地方它其实省略了 will be， 那如果把它补全的话就是
testing will be increased，
那就是增加核酸检测，然后第三呢是和立法有关，那这句话的主语呢是
emergency legislation
Emergency 就是紧急事件或者是突发情况，我们都很熟悉了。然后 legislation 就是立法，那么 emergency legislation 就是紧急立法，它是一个专有名词。然后接着往后看 emergency legislation will be used to increase production of essentials like masks.
紧急立法呢将被用来增加口罩等必需品的生产。
Essential 在这里呢也是做名词啊，表示必需品。那你比如说疫情期间啊，口罩啊，消毒液啊，防护服这些，它其实都是 essentials 加 s。然后接着呢，再往下啊，在下面这一句呢，我们可以看到拜登对美国民众发出了呼吁。
Mr. Biden said it would take months to defeat the pandemic, but America would get through this if people stood together.
拜登呢表示说，战胜疫情还需要数月的时间。那这个地方就涉及到一个句型啊，也很简单，叫做 it take some time to do something。中学都学过是吧？表示做某事要花多长的时间。比如说我们开车回家花一整天的时间，对吧？就可以说 it took us all day to drive home。然后接着往后面看呢，笔锋一转啊，但是
but America would get through this if people stood together。
get through 这个动词短语呢，表示度过、熬过啊。然后后面那个 stood together 啊，原型就是 stand together， 字面含义呢是说站在一起啊，把它引申为团结一致。所以呢，这句话意思就是说呢，但是如果民众能够团结一致，那美国就能够熬过疫情这道难关。然后最后一句呢，点出了拜登和特朗普的抗疫政策有何不同。
In a break with former President Donald Trump, the policy stresses a national strategy rather than relying on states to decide what is best.
好，我们重点来看一下这个 a break with 这个表达啊。A break 在这儿呢表示打破、终结，它做的是一个名词，是吧？那用英文来解释的话，就是
the end of a way of doing something.A break with,
那么就是打破什么什么，终结什么什么。哎，那比如我们可以说 a break with tradition, 那就是打破传统。那你再比如说 a break with the past, 哎，就是跟过去决裂，跟往事告别。好，我们再回到原文。
In a break with former President Donald Trump,
那其实也就是说呢，拜登的政策与前总统特朗普的政策截然不同。啊，那不同在哪儿呢？那我们看后半句啊。
The policy stresses a national strategy.
就是他的抗疫政策呢强调国家战略。Stress 表示强调。National strategy 就是国家战略。那就是说呢，拜登的抗疫政策是从国家层面来采取的，而不是靠各个州来决定哪个政策好，哪个政策不好。
Rather than relying on states to decide what is best.
Rely on 这个固定的短语表示依靠、依赖。好，那新闻读完了啊，我们就一起来复习回顾一下我们今天所学的三个重点表达。首先第一个 ,first one,
a raft of,
okay, a raft of 就等于 a large number of, a large amount of something, 啊，大量的啊，比如说 a raft of measures, 一系列措施 ,a raft of advice, 众多的建议。
Okay, next one, ravage,
ravage, 啊，做动词表示严重的破坏、毁坏。
The area has been ravaged by war.
好，最后一个 ,a break with.
A break with,
啊，这也是一个固定的搭配啊，表示打破或者终结什么。
A break with tradition, 打破传统。
A break with the past,跟过去决裂与往事告别。Alright, 那么以上呢就是我们今天为你带来的这则新闻讲解。再次提醒大家不要忘记关注我们的公众号下说英文晨读。节目最后呢，我来为大家再朗读一遍全文，祝你度过愉快的一天。
President Joe Biden has signed a raft of executive orders to boost the fight against COVID, which has ravaged the U.S. Vaccination will be accelerated and testing increased. Emergency legislation will be used to increase production of essentials like masks. Mr. Biden said it would take months to defeat the pandemic, but America would get through this if people stood together.In a break with former President Donald Trump, the policy stresses a national strategy rather than relying on states to decide what is best.